Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here we go. Good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. In studio with me, oh, you got your microphone close to me, is my girlfriend, Sierra Scott.
I love that. I love being your girlfriend.
Well, you are a girl, and you are my friend.
Okay.
I guess then we could say that Harrison is my boyfriend.
Ooh, I'm not sure he would want to go for that. Yeah. I don't know, maybe. Yeah.
Well, he's a friend.
Yeah, he is a friend.
And he happens to be a boy.
That's right. Well, he's Mr. Woman United States.
Yeah, I ain't buying that.
No.
But he did like the wine of the week.
And oh, man.
Again, just a quick reminder, it's Dr. Constantine Frank. Constantine is spelled with a K. It's a Jacob Liquor Exchange. It's a magnificent Riesling from New York Finger Lakes, and it would be marvelous with Indian cuisine. In fact, I'm going to talk to my friends at Kebabs and see if they can get it on their wine list.
I think it'd be marvelous with nothing at all. Just a nice cold glass by the swimming pool. Perfect.
A deck boat?
Yes.
In Reddington Beach?
I think that would be the perfect spot.
Just have to have a big cooler so you have enough.
Exactly.
Because it is relatively low in alcohol. All right. Enough about the wine of the week.
It was really good.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You've heard that before.
Thank you. You met me at the airport. That was really nice.
Well, you said you'd be happy with just, a top 15 finish or whatever. I and several of your supporters here in the Flatlands knew that you would be a lot better than that.
You don't know. You get there, and I'm just going to tell you, when you get to that level, those women are incredible. They're CEOs of companies. They have started their own 501c3 charity organizations. They run amazing organizations on top of being, mothers and having children. And I mean, you look at these women, and trust me, I was the least qualified. Trust me. I looked around the room, and these were incredible ladies. So,
how many contestants were there?
In the Ms. division total, there were 40.
God.
So, yeah.
And you took the first spot.
I know. And I was shocked because my first runner up all week long, she was Ms. Nevada. I was just sure that she had it nailed. There was no doubt in my mind. And so when the crowning actually happened, and I didn't listen carefully, they said, we're going to announce the name of the first runner-up, and whoever we don't announce wins. I didn't listen to that part. I was just happy to be up there, to be honest with you. And so they said, Ms. Nevada, I hugged her, and I said, congratulations, I'm so happy for you. And she said, no, you're the one that won. Oh, okay. I mean, I didn't expect it. I really did not.
Well, there's a lot of things that went into why you won, but the fact that you went was a challenge. I know it was.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm reluctant to say this, but you were probably one of the older.
Oh, by far.
Of women there.
Absolutely. The closest to me was 42, and I'm 53.
Yeah.
So the youngest in my division was, I think she was 30. And so technically, I could have closely almost been her mother. I mean, if you think about it that way.
Yeah.
And so, that's why I didn't expect a lot to happen, honestly. And I thought, well, I'm competing as 30-year-olds. I'm good with that. They're going to look better in swimsuit. They're going to look, it's easier when you're 30 than it is when you're 53.
They were just jealous.
Well,
no, they weren't. They wouldn't show that if they were.
No, I'm going to be honest with you. And a lot of people have a misconception of pageants. And yes, there was one girl, and I'm not going to tell you who was there to win, and that's all she wanted to do. And that's fine. I understand that. But I will tell you, the 99% of them were not that way at all. They wouldn't be where they are today. I mean, they're CEOs of companies, and they're leaders in their communities. They were all genuine and supportive. And, there was a good quote that I saw while I was there that was on a T-shirt. It said, girls compete, women empower. And really, that's the way I felt in that division. They were all trying to empower each other and support each other. So it wasn't that competitive that you hear about toddlers and tiaras kind of thing.
I hope.
No, it was not.
I know that if I was a judge, you got the pretty part, you've got the personality, you got all
Thank
that.
Thank you.
But the questions had to be a big factor. And I've looked
oh,
at the percentage.
Tough.
But and this leads to your platform and what you intend to do with this. Because I think that was, to me, your question, what would you do if you won the lottery?
Right.
There are so many great answers with that. What did you answer?
Right. My head, I will just tell you, because it is much different to be on the judging side where you ask the questions than when the questions are coming at you.
And you have been doing that a lot.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is, I wasn't prepared. It's very tough to think that quickly. I will tell you, my mind went in 15 directions that quickly. And I went, okay, do I say this? Do I say this? And that's just what came out. So I didn't plan it. I had never rehearsed that question for sure. But the funny part was, and they all laughed, is when I got asked, you just won the lottery, what's the first thing you do? I said, well, I've already got this planned out. And I do. That's the funny part. I have a notebook, and I've written down everything that I will do when I win the lottery. And the first five things, actually, I have put down the five charities that I would fund. And that's the truth.
Yeah.
So that was an easy question for me.
Okay, so now you're back in town. You do so much here all the time anyway, and everybody knows all of the events that you support. No, they really don't. Everybody knows the event that they attend that you support.
Well, yeah, that's probably true.
But they miss out unless they follow you on Facebook or even then. What do you envision? How many days on the road? Where do you want to go? Where's the pageant officials going to send you?
Well, this is part of the reason I chose the pageant I did. They are very community service based. So whatever you do has to have a community service aspect to it, a charity or some sort of function, a hospital, a children's hospital, a cancer ward. So most of the things I'll be doing will be charity based across the country in addition to other appearances. So just to give you an example, one of the things that I won is I get to go to New York Fashion Week, and I will walk the runway at New York Fashion Week. I'm really excited about that. But while I'm there, because we will be there a solid week, we will also visit hospitals, children's wards, cancer organizations. So we'll be doing a number of things while we're there. So the highlights will be both. You know, it'd be twofold because it'll be so fun to visit with children and then to walk. The runway is going to be huge. So,
have you decided what shoes you're going to wear?
I think they provide the shoes, and that's the scary part. I've actually been to Fashion Week with Bonnie Bing, and they wear shoes. I think I wear shoes with high heels. That's nothing compared to what they come out in those 7-inch heels. So the whole thing that I'm thinking about already is just don't let me fall.
Don't fall down.
Don't let me face plant. That would be so embarrassing.
Yeah, but then you just roll over on your elbow
right.
And go, how do I look now?
Exactly. That's what you have to go with it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so it'll be fun.
It will. And that's just one of the many things. What day are we at now?
I am at day, let's see, there was 365, so I'm at 359.
359.
So I'm counting down because every day I want to take full advantage of this. It's going to go fast.
Yeah.
And so I want to do something every single day that kind of furthers the platform.
Well, and you know, the deal with that is furthering the platform.
Yes.
Yours is something that you've been doing all the time.
Well, you know, and I'm going to kind of adapt the platform somewhat, but Show Your Scars was really my main message I wanted to go get across. A lot of people pick, and I think it's worthy, causes like cancer or whatever disease maybe their family has been afflicted with. But I wanted to take a positive spin on it. I've had skin cancer, as you know. And so I knew that the judges were going to see those scars when I went on stage. When you're in a swimsuit or an evening gown, they show. And so I wanted to go with a more positive spin to it, that we all have scars, whether they be emotional or physical or whatever they are, mental. And I thought, what a great platform to say, you know what, be proud of those. Because I think a lot of us go through life trying to be perfect, and we hide those scars.
Yeah.
And that's what makes us interesting. That's what makes us unique and different and inspiring and all the things that make you a role model.
Well, I'll tell you what, on behalf of a grateful Wichita,
thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We're proud that you live here, and we know that you will not only do the title well, Miss Woman USA, but hopefully you'll keep saying there's no place like home.
Absolutely. I couldn't wait. I was gone 16 days, and I could not wait to get back.
Sierra Scott, Miss Woman USA. Have a great weekend. And thanks for enjoying the good life. We'll see you next Saturday right here on KNSS.
Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.